Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
have an ancestor tonight, I'm going to give you this number, 708-582-0372. You can call that number every night with your ancestor. We want to deal tonight. I want to pray for them that lost loved ones. And I want to tell you, the door will open up. Now, the number to 708-582-0372. That's the seed of Abraham. You can write me, Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois. And I feel very good tonight because we're getting ready for a big healing revival. And we're going to do a healing revival down in Louisiana. It's going to be 3 days, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those 3 days, people are going to be blessed. Those 3 days, people are going to be healed. Evil that's on them will come off of them because we'll be in that revival with Mama Jo down in Louisiana. And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, take care of your heads of people. And I'm excited about that we're going to have. I'm going to tell you more about it. But tonight, crossover of our ancestors, Jay. Last night, I found out what was wrong with the device where it go in and out. And I got a new computer. I think it's too small. And I was talking to the man. They said, you need a bigger device to get out. And the one that we have is not getting out. So miracle will come out. And Pearl told me the same thing. Pearl said, Bishop, we was talking and it cut out on that. We're going to, tonight, we're going to deal with where Enoch had a meeting with God, and God told Enoch what to do. But we're praying for the people down in the tornadoes was coming back to back. I said that. I know where the device is cutting in and out. Device is too little, so we have to get a bigger one. That's what the guy at the place told me. So I want you to call me at 708-582-0372. If you got a need, plant a seed. You need to plant your seed. We get a this is my seed for the new computer, where we can get out. I'm praying for you, or Deborah Ann, I'm praying for you. Those in Mississippi, those down in Louisiana, and those down in Florida. We said it'd be back to back. So it's going to be happening back to back. But Psalms 45, Psalm 67, and God told me to move to Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If some people make their home, out away from Florida and come in, because it's going to be a devastating storm, 100 miles an hour wind. And, you know, my turn the way God will bless the land. But you got to be able to turn from the evil that's going on in the night. We're talking about evil at a high spiritual level. God didn't accept the evil. He said, because of what you did, you're bound. So Enoch was the one that got the message. And God told him, come back to heaven. They're not able to never come back in the heavenly realm. Down earth, the evil men and women walking among us. But you got to keep yourself anointed and be able to repent for your healing, that you want God to heal you. God to heal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Houston and the Georgia Mass Choir.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry.
Yes, it has.
Let's burn.
I want to tell you tonight, those that are listening, get ready for a breakthrough in your life. Get ready for God to give you that you asked him for. And it seems like you have lost your way. But I want to say to you, and God going to give you what you need. Cross over to success. Cross over to joy. Cross over to walking with the ancestors. You are a blessed man. You are a blessed woman. It's good to know that you can stand up still in the land of the living. I'm still being blessed. And I want to say that to you tonight. Some have lost the world. Some don't. Some I call. Some are doing evil. They call it by witchcraft and demonic spirits. But God said high and looked low. And God is too intelligent to make ancestors. I'm praying that the ancestors, Exodus 14:14, I want you to read that. And you're going to get a visit from a spirit entity. You want to read that. You want to get a visit. Say it again. Exodus 14:14, Mary. Put it down. Write it. Exodus 14:14. And when you call me tonight, I'm going to tell you. But if you don't call me, I'm not going to tell you. But if you call me tonight after the service, I'm going to tell you who's going to visit you, why they visit you to faith. 708-582-0372. Post office box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois. They left going to Cincinnati. I'm praying for you and even you. Those that lost their homes. Those that got burnt out. And I'm praying for those that when they come back to Florida, God is trying to say something to you, man. Woman, God is trying to speak to you. why don't you take the time to listen to what God is saying to you? And once you listen, God is going to say something good to you.
Angels showed me, and from them I heard everything. But not to this generation, but for a remote one, which is for to come. Concerning the elect, I said, and took up my parable concerning them. The Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and his God will tread on my side, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them, and be wholly rent in sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be judgment upon all men. But the righteous will be peace, and will protect the land, and mercy shall be given, and they shall all belong to God, and they shall all be prospered, and they shall all be blessed. And he will help them all. And light shall appear unto them, and will be down. The Lord, he cometh with 10,000 of the holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness, which they have ungodly. And of the things which unbelievers have spoken against him. Chapter 2. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise. Their appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it, from first to last, how steadfast they are, how none of the things upon earth change, but all appear to the whole earth is filled with water, and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Chapter 3. Observe and see how in the winter all the trees seem as though they had withered all the leaves. Fortune trees, which not with their foliage, but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years, till the new comes. Chapter 4. And again, observe ye the days of summer, how the sun is above the earth over. The earth also burns with growing heat, and so you cannot tread on the earth or on a rock by reason of its heat. Chapter 5. Observe ye how the trees know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth forever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year forever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him, is it done? And behold how the sea and the rivers in like manner accomplish and change not their tasks from his commandments. But ye have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord. Impure mouths against his greatness. Oh, ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no peace. Therefore shall he execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall multiply and shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your names an eternal execration unto all the righteous. And by you shall all who curse, curse, and all the sinners and godless shall be great. And you, godless, there shall be a curse. And all the elect shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and peace and and forbearance, there shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all you sinners, for the elect, there shall be light and joy and peace, and they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom, and they shall all live, and never again shall be humble. And they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life, nor shall they die after divine anger or wrath, but they shall complete the number of the days of their life. And their joy shall abide in eternal gladness and peace all the days of their life. The fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the Messianic kingdom.
What happens to your manhood if you have prostate problems? Here's a simple method by Dr. Benjamin Harrison.
Chapter 6. And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days, children of the heaven saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Samjazar, who was their leader, said unto them, shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this man, but to do this thing, where they imprecations upon it. And there were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon, because they sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecation upon it. And to the hands of their leader, Arikabah, Ramael, Gabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakijah, Asael, Amaros, Atarel, Ananel, Zechiel, Sariel. These are their chiefs of ten. Chapter 7. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives. Each chose for himself one. Charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants. Giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured them. And to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Chapter 8. And made known to them the metals of the earth, and the arts of working them, and bracelets, and ornaments, and the use of antimony, and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones, and all pictures. Led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Samjazar taught enchantments and root cuttings. Amaros, the resolving of enchantments. Barakijah taught the knowledge of the clouds. Arakiel, the signs of the earth. Shamsiel, the signs of the sun. And Sariel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried. And their cry went to heaven. Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, the earth may be the Holy One of Heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and thy Lord, all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are in unrighteousness on earth, and the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn, and Samjaza, to whom thou hast given the and they the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all the kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby filled with blood. And now, behold, the souls of those who have died are crying, and make their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended, and cannot cease, because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on earth. And thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them. And thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these.
Drinking this with warm water before bed restores healthy blood sugar and eliminates weakness.
Then the Most High, the Holy and Great One, spake, and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, go to Noah, and tell him in my name, I die. The whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is upon it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved. Azazel, hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Judael, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and rough, and put him in darkness, and into the light of heaven, and that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, may heal the plague, for the children of all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed, and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, against the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth, and send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. The length of days they shall not have, and no request may make for they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, go, bind Samjaza and his associates, who have united themselves with women, so as to build them. When their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, for the day of their judgment and of their consummation. And in those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth
you, because they have wronged mankind, destroyed all wrong from the face of the earth. And this plant of righteousness, and it shall prove the blessing. The word words of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then, all the righteous and shall live all days, old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be killed in righteousness, and shall all be planted in trees and be full of and the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine and abundance. And as all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear a thousand, and each measure of it shall yield ten measures of wine. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all God, and all the uncleanness that is brought upon from all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations of adoration and shall praise me, and all shall worship, and the earth shall cleanse. And from all torment, and I will never send them upon them from generation to generation and forever. And in those days, which are in the heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and truth shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world. Throughout all generations. And his announcement to them of their first and final doom. Chapter 12. Before these things, Enoch was hidden, and no and his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessed with the Lord of Majesty and the King of the Ages. The watchers called Enoch, and Enoch, arrive of righteousness. Go, declare there to the watchers of the heaven, left the high heaven, and filed themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto them wives. Ye have wrought great destruction on the earth. Ye shall have no peace or forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children, murder of their beloved shall they see. And over the destruction of the children shall be lament.
You see this black box on here? I'm going to show you something right now. Some people are concerned that the mother...
Chapter 13. And Enoch went and said, and I shall not have toleration nor request granted to thee, because of the unrighteousness that thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown unto men. Let's put it all together. All was afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw up a petition for them, that they might divine for you, and to read their petition in the presence of the Lord of Heaven. For the heaven of their sins for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition and the prayer in regard to God's spirit and their needs individually,
in regard to their forgive. Like that. When it went off and sat on all the water that damp in the land damp, south of the west of Hermon, I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream and a voice bidding me to tell it unto them, and read from Martha. And when I awake, I came unto them. They were all sitting together, weeping, able their tale, which is between Lebanon and Senesa, with their face all the things which I had seen. And I began to speak words of righteousness to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness and of the reprimand which is in one. In that I saw in my sleep what I will now say with the tongue of flesh and with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith and understand. And understanding the word of wisdom, so hath he created me to praise him and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, the children of heaven. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared to us that your petition all the days of eternity, and that judgment has been finally passed upon. Yea, your petition is also granted unto you. And from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven all eternity, and in all the earth all days. And that previously you two have seen the destruction of your beloved son, and he shall have no pleasure in them, for they shall fall before you by the sword, and your petition on their behalf shall be granted. Nor yet, though you be praying and all the words contained in the writing which I have written. And the vision was shown to me thus. Behold, in the vision, clouds invited me, and a mist summoned me, and the course of the stars was the wind of the feet of eye, and lifted me upward, and bore me into heaven. And I went in till I drew nigh to a wall which is built of crystals, and surrounded by tongues of fire, and it began to affright me. And I leaned up and nigh to a house built of crystals. The walls of the house were like tessellated floor of crystals, and its groundwork was crystal. Its ceiling was like the heart of the stars and the lightning, and the heavens were fiery, and their heavens were clear as water. Flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its portals blazed with fire. And I entered into the house, and it was hot as fire and cold as ice. There were no doors then, and I trembled, I fell on my face, and I beheld a vision. Lo, there was a second house, greater than the former, and the entire portal stood open before me, and was built of fire, and every man so had it in a magnificent extent. I cannot describe to you its splendor and its extent. And its floor was on fire, and above it were lightning and a part of the stars, and its ceiling also was flaming. The wheels thereof as the shining sun, and there was the vision of all of them. And from underneath the throne came streams of flaming fire, so that I could not look thereon. And raiment bore me, and raiment shone brighter than the sun, and was whiter than any snow. None of the angels could enter and behold his face, by reason of the magnificence and glory, and no flesh could behold him. The flaming fire, great fire, none around could thousand stood before him, yet he needed no counselor. And the Most Holy One, nigh to him, did not leave by night, or did not follow. Until then, if he be and the Lord called me with his mouth, and said to me, come hither, and hear my word. And one of the Holy Ones came to me, and waked me, and made me rise up. And I would say, chapter 15. And he answered to me, and I heard his voice. Fear not, thou righteous man, and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither, and hear my voice. Wherefore have left the heaven and lain with women, and defiled yourselves as the daughters of men, and taken to yourselves wives, and done like the
sword and all like living waters to the
I came to a river of fire, in which the fire flows like water and discharges itself into the great sea. The ripples and into the great river and to the great darkness, and went to the place where no flesh walks. I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter, and the place where all the waters of the deep flow. Chapter 18. I saw the treasury of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished with them the whole creation and the firm foundation of the earth. For the four winds which bear the earth and the firmament of the heaven. And I saw how the winds stretch out the vaults of heaven and have a foundation between heaven and earth. These are the pillars and bring the comfort of the sun and all the stars to their setting. I saw the winds on the earth carrying the clouds. I saw the paths of angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of and I burns day and night, where there are seven mountains of magnificent stones, three towards the east and three towards the south. And as for those towards the east, one was of colors of purple and white stone, those towards the west of red stone. But the middle one reached to heaven like the throne of God of alabaster, and the summit of the throne was of sapphire. And I saw a flaming fire, and from the mountain the end of great river, where the heavens were completed. And I saw a deep abyss with columns of heaven and fire, and among them I saw the columns of fire four, which were beyond measure, from the light towards the height and towards the depth. And beyond that abyss, I saw a place which had no firmament, and no firmly grounded the collegiate. There was no water on it, and no birds, but it was a waste and horrible place. I saw their seven stars like great mountains, and to me, I went quietly regarding them. This place is the end of heaven and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the hosts of heaven. And the stars which rule over the fire are they which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, the King of Christ, the living God, their times. And he went off with them and bound them until the time when their guilt should be consummated, even for 10,000 years. Chapter 19. And Uriel said to me, "If an angel, spirits assume many different forms, are defiling mankind, and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demons as gods. Here shall they stand on the day of a great judgment, in which they shall be judged to the end. Shall become parents. And I alone saw the condition, the end of all things. And no man shall choose it as I have seen." Chapter 20. And the mission of the angels the holy angels, who is over the world and over Tartarus. Raphael, one of the holy angels, who is over the spirits of men. Raguel, one of the holy angels, who takes the world of men. One of the holy angels, with he that is set on the best part of mankind, and over chaos. Sir Raguel, one of the holy angels, who is set over the spirits who sin in the spirit.
Call your cable company. This is a new great discovery. We have access to your
Gabriel, the holy angel, who is over paradise and the serpents and the cherubim. Remy, the holy angel, whom God sent for those who die. Chapter 21. And I proceeded to where things were chaotic, and I saw there something horrible. I saw neither heaven above nor a firmly fastened.
This was not, and Enoch was, I want to say what he was doing. Enoch was telling people about what happened. What Enoch was doing, Enoch was carrying information back. And Enoch was carrying information back. That was Enoch up in heaven. And Enoch talked to God about what happened. This past description is letting you know that giant was evil. And the angel was the angel of God.
And they imposed a name for him.
What they did. The curse that was on them. That Enoch told God is not going to give you. What you've done. Because you gave the secret out.
And the secret that God had gave the angel, they shall be with you.
And the angel, the fallen angel, had sex with him. And out of that relationship came giant.
Out of the relationship that the angel
came giant, and the angel came demon.
Those that won't come to Texas, those that won't come to Monroe, they come for the Holy Spirit, for Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, for 3 days, and God will heal, tomb, high, bowl, God is going to heal, but God will see you through, just have faith in God.